In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Terror, terror on every side. Jeremiah, the prophet, sent by God to be a carrier of his word, to distribute it to his people. He didn't volunteer to be the prophet. He was called from his mother's womb and sent. And in carrying out his task to deliver to the people of God the word of God, he is met by a terrible resistance. They say terror, terror, everywhere he turns. His life is threatened many times. He's imprisoned. And he comes to the point of despair often because of the response that he receives from the people rejecting the word of God, rejecting the Lord's prophet. And yet, he dwells again, as we see in this first reading, he dwells on the promises of God, that he will entrust himself to the Lord. And he knows that God will deliver him, and he will even see proper vengeance, the virtue of vengeance, taken upon his enemies. So Jeremiah he spiritually exercises himself out of this temptation to despair by dwelling again on the promises of God, by calling out to the Lord and repeating all the promises he knows that God has made to him, and he knows that the Lord will deliver. We're called to do the same. In the gospel today, Jesus tells us we are called to be witnesses. Witnesses to him. And he says, do not be afraid. Don't have fear. But that's easy to say, not so easy to do. You know, we're living in a time when people lose their jobs for their beliefs. And still in the world, many people are losing their lives and certainly their freedom because of their beliefs. And so it's easy to say, do not be afraid, but hard to practice. And that's why we have to remember the example of Jeremiah, to dwell on the promises of the Lord. What are these promises? See what Jesus says in the gospel. Even the sparrows, none of them come to the ground. They hop around on the ground, sparrows. The Father in heaven counts how many times they hop. He knows. He knows every time they flap their wings and how many times. He's the Father who takes his child and counts every single one of his hairs, one at a time, one by one. So we need to dwell on these promises to strengthen our hearts so that when we are tempted by the fear of the world around us, rejecting the messages of God, we will cling to Jesus. After all, we're not being witnesses to a catechism, as important as the catechism is, of course. We're being witnesses to a person, the person of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who wants to bring everyone into the embrace of this loving Father. The Romans, from the very early church, they understood a lot of this persecution. They certainly were persecuted on every side in their society. And this early church struggling to be disciples of Christ and understanding what that means. And Paul explains to them in the second reading. He talks about this dilemma that you have within you. You're struggling with your fear. You're trying to overcome your fear and be witness. Why is the world attacking us the way it does? And St. Paul writes, it all begins with Adam, the first man, and his disobedience to the Lord and his original sin. He infected the human race with this tendency to disobey God, with this tendency to look out for number one. All of us who are descendants of Adam, everyone born into human nature, has this tendency within us to seek out our own pleasure, to resist God, and to resist anyone whom God sends to us. But also, for those who are baptized, we are recipients of the Spirit of Christ. And so St. Paul is telling us, within us there is a battle between Adam and Christ, the attitude and the spirit of Adam, which leads to death. The wages of sin is death. At the end of this journey, it truly is a dead end if we follow the impulses of Adam. But struggling within us, rising within us above all of that, is the Spirit of Christ. obedience to the Father, joy and love in the Father's embrace. And so when we find ourselves in those moments when we too are experiencing that struggle of the Adam in us that wants to be afraid, that wants to run and hide, that wants to have pure self-preservation, we have to dwell again, as Jeremiah did, on the promises of God. Remember that Jesus is a person, living and true, and delivering on all of his promises, his grace. We're gathered here now at this Holy Mass, at this altar, as the church, as disciples and friends of Jesus Christ, to receive what the greatest promise he made. This is my body. It's given for you. So we cling to that promise. We cling to this person. And through receiving this Holy Eucharist, with great gratitude and love, we prepare ourselves to be witnesses. Amen.